What's up, everybody? This is Brian. I'm here with Vince and Israel. It's been a little while since we've done a video, so we thought we would maybe record more than one today to trickle out to you, in case anybody's watching. I just came back from the festival Hell's Heroes, and that was pretty awesome. That was over in Houston. If you're not familiar with Hell's Heroes, it's a festival that's themed in kind of old school metal. So it's not like a death metal or a thrash metal or black metal. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a lot of traditional metal, but includes some of that stuff. So it was pretty awesome. It was 2 days plus a pre-party.
How many years have they had it now?
This was the fifth one.
Okay. Fifth year. Okay, wow.
Yeah,
it's been around for a little while. And this was in, so just about last week, right?
Yeah.
You were
gone
for a few days.
Yeah.
So you talk about the pre-party. I know you caught some of that for sure. Triumph of Death, which was Hellhammer and kind of throwing all that. How was that?
So that was Triptychon playing Hellhammer songs. And that was on the pre-party. And that was awesome. You know, they dressed wearing the makeup under the eyes and the inverted crosses, and they shitloads of fog on stage. It was awesome. And it was like, you know, all the hit songs. Mm. Hit from that those I guess demos, and that was awesome. And also opened up for them was Violence, who I'd never seen before.
They cancel all the time.
They didn't cancel this time though, right? Oh, they delivered though. Fuck.
Yeah,
they live up to the name Violence.
Oh man, it's cool.
Yeah, but that was awesome. That was only inside like the indoor, which is about the size of House of Blues.
Oh, okay.
Then the main days was just Friday and Saturday. Those were inside there and outside on the big outdoor stage that they had, which is pretty big.
I understand, both the pre-party and the fest itself was sold out, right?
I'm not sure the fest itself was sold out, but pre-party definitely was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The fest looked like it could have squeezed more people in. The problem is that the outdoor stage holds like tons of people. And there was bands that would be like, okay, one playing outdoor, one indoor, and it would go back and forth. And all those outdoor people can't really fit in the indoor.
Oh, wow.
With
okay.
Moving back and forth. I mean,
so they kind of have to go early.
They could, but you'd have to stand in the back, but which is fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it wasn't sold out, it seemed like it was pretty close to being one.
Oh, okay. So the main bands, from what I saw in the advertising, were Possessed.
Yeah.
Razor, Leech Lord. I saw that Exciter played there as well.
Exciter played,
And a bunch of other cool shit that we'll be talking about.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about day one and what you saw, if you can recall a little bit.
Yeah. So basically, from my point of view, like, I was taking a lot of photos because they were kind enough to give me a photo pass. It was one big party. Like, I partied so fucking hard. Yeah, thanks to my travel partner, Jeff, for partying just as hard as I did. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was just everybody getting along. I've been to other metal festivals. It kind of depends on what subgenre of metal it is, whether people get along good or not sometimes, or people act up. People were respectful and kind, and it was really cool.
That's always really good.
Yeah, so they from the pre-party, from the second I stepped in the pre-party until the end, it was just a great experience.
That's awesome. That's cool.
The pre-party was at the same venue?
Mm-hmm. The White Oak Music Hall. One thing kind of special about this year that they didn't have at least last year was after parties planned by the organizers. So right next to White Oak Music Hall is a place called the Ravens Tower.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a bar. And they had after parties planned there with metal DJs and stuff like that. And we raided that place. It was so packed. It was crazy. It was wild. But yeah, then after that closed, we went back to the hotel. We stayed at the Heights House Hotel. Mm-hmm. And that was a party till who knows when.
So no sleep.
It was crazy. Yeah, no sleep.
That's cool.
But tons of fun.
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're at a festival like that, you want to kind of squeeze in as much fun as you can.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think you really think about sleep.
Later.
Yeah, you're running on adrenaline most of the time, and you want to catch as many bands as possible. One that I mean, also on the bill were Night Demon, Visigoth, some of the kind of like the, I guess, quote unquote, newer old school style kind of bands.
Yeah.
Pagan Altar, did you get to catch them?
Yeah, so Pagan Altar, since their original singer Terry passed away, they got a new singer. He's an American dude, and because Pagan Altar are from the UK. He's an American dude. He's also the singer of Summerlands.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah.
Who's, you know, pretty awesome, too. They didn't play, but, you know, he's got a reputation. He's a great singer. Probably the perfect fill-in, I think, for Terry.
Wow, very cool.
And Visigoth, of course, killed it.
Yeah.
That was my first time seeing him, and they were awesome.
Man, one of those bands that I definitely want to catch one of these days. But yeah. They are an amazing band. And our good friends, Night Demon, caught up
they
with...
They killed it. I almost got kicked in the head by the guitar player, Armand. Came out, and I was not paying attention, like, looking at my camera, and felt the wind from a kick, and his foot was up in the air. which was great. So, yeah, they killed it.
Woke you up.
Yeah, they got into a few of the new songs from the Outsider new album, which was great. Yeah, they were awesome. So... get ready when they play here in San Diego. It's going to be pretty amazing.
It's going to be crazy. One of the other bands that really drew my attention on the flyer was Riot City. And from Canada, I believe.
Yep.
Did you get to catch their set?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Jared, who used to do the SVMetal.org with me, I met up with him there. And he was staying at the same hotel as we were. And I texted him. He's like, I'm going to go and see Riot City, even though they're playing first on Saturday, which everybody's like, oh.
How early was that?
It wasn't that early, but 2 o'clock or something. That's come on.
Oh man, 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, let's eat some Mexican food, head to a cab, and go down there. And Riot City killed. Yeah.
Was there a lot of different hotels in the close by, or?
Yeah, and a lot of people did Airbnbs too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Our hotel, I think, it had like at least like 200 rooms.
Oh, wow.
And that was totally sold out like months in advance. Yeah, it seems like there's plenty of places to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Now, this festival is set up by I remember you told me about this, but this is somebody who's in a band, right?
Right. Yeah, it's Christian. He's in the band Night Cobra.
Ah, yeah, Night Cobra.
Yeah, yeah. So he sets it up, and... they do a good job. Mm. Yeah, they do a real good job. I went last year too, and this year felt more organized. They did a good job.
Mm, okay. Any merch?
I didn't bring back any. I didn't have that much money.
Oh.
Yeah. I got the VIP package this year, so that came with the shirt. Oh. Poster. The VIP also comes with a... you get like your own like lounge room there. That's like... has the best AC in the whole like area, and comes with like free snacks and a free dinner and stuff. So the VIP seemed worth it to me.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you should throw all that in there. Is there much of a price difference from the regular?
Yeah, I think it was $200.
Okay,
but it's worth it, you know, especially when you're old like me and you gotta like relax your legs once in a while.
You gotta take it a little, you know, rest.
Yeah, and... yeah. You got your own private bar. You got, like, balconies that you can watch the outdoor stage from, too.
Oh, wow. That's badass. Cool.
Yeah. And you can pick up your like, shirt and poster anytime, so you don't have to haul it the whole day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, it was well done. Yeah, they emailed me what size you want. You know, I told quadruple X, and they obliged.
And they had it.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
A.
Yeah.
Sasquatch size.
Yeah.
Did you get to catch Silver Talon on the pre-fest? Mm-mm. No?
No, I think they were either conflicting... they weren't conflicting with anybody. Were they on the pre-party?
Pre-fest, yeah.
See, the problem with the pre-fest is that was all in the main room, and they were using multiple stages, but the second stage was up in the little room where we had our VIP.
Oh.
And it would fill up so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't get to catch them. I wanted to, though.
Yeah. So this ran from Thursday to Saturday when it ended?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Saturday night. Yeah. Thursday if you include the pre-fest, but yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. I recommend it to anybody that's into that kind of metal. I have a feeling next year they're going to branch out even more to not just, you know, they're branching out this year. know, Possessed isn't exactly the same, you know,
right, genre, yeah,
as all that stuff. Neither is Celtic Frost, so it's going to branch out even more. Because, yeah, the traditional metal thing is kind of pigeonholed right now. So, yeah, we'll see what they do next year.
Very cool. Very cool. Did you get to catch Ross the Boss?
I was going to say, did he play?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was just weird seeing somebody else sing those songs.
Right?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I did catch some, meet a couple there where the woman was wearing a Metal Swap Meet shirt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right, so on, I came up and said hi to them and thanked them. That was really cool.
Very cool. Yeah. It's always good to run into people with
Metal Swap Meet t-shirts. Yeah, they didn't even know I was going to be there.
Yeah. They weren't expecting anything for free.
Yeah, right? So that was cool.
I'm glad they didn't because we don't have much to give away.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. The weather in Texas, how was it?
So it was like kind of overcast and a little bit drizzly the Friday. The Saturday felt like brutal hot, even though it was probably like 83.
Really?
But it felt really hot.
Humidity,
yeah.
Or?
Yeah, humidity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think it's Houston.
Houston
never not has humidity being there in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't like unbearable, but like, when you're sitting there with the sun in your face and you're doing this thing, it gets kind of hot. Yeah. But I actually brought sunblock. I'm one of the only smart things I've done.
What was your favorite band for the festival, do you think?
I think Visigoth.
Visigoth.
Yeah, yeah. Visigoth. It's just like a band that's kind of still fresh in my mind, you know, as opposed to like Liege Lord, which is a band I've heard for a long time, but I'm not like, haven't listened to a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
Visigoth were awesome. Mm-hmm. It's just feels like I've been waiting to see them a while. Lived up to it.
Yeah. Badass.
Yeah. So it was cool. So yeah, if you get the chance to go and that sounds like something you'd be into, go, because I would say it's 50% of the fest is kind of community, you know, it's just people hanging out, nobody's having a bad time, nobody's being an asshole.
Yeah, looking at the pictures, it seemed like everybody was just enjoying themselves and videos that people were posting left and right. It just seemed like a big party.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's always good to see at a metal fest.
No bad vibes.
Yeah, no bad vibes.
Yeah.
And maybe it has something to do with the whole, you know, old school kind of heavy metal kind of thing. You see a lot of the younger crowd kind of getting into it, and they seem to be very loose about it.
Yeah.
Without attitudes, and they seem to be very...
Yeah. Was it all ages, too?
I want to say I did see a few youngsters around there, but they had like some kind of like special wristbands or something. So I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure on that. Yeah. If they were special exceptions or something, but yeah, I don't know. That part I don't know.
Could have been. Who knows?
Since I'm so old, I don't think about that.
Very cool. Well, Hell's Heroes traditionally is done in March, right?
Yeah. Okay. The last 2 years. I don't know about the first 3 years. I didn't attend those.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. So the more people we could get out there, especially our audience, mostly the Southern California,
yeah,
the better. But I did see tons of people from San Diego and L.A.
Was it a 2-3 hour flight from San Diego?
I was like, yeah, like 3 hours and 20 minutes or so on a direct flight.
Yeah, it's always good to support these festivals, especially when they start getting that momentum and they're good and, you know, good pricing, and it seems to be like the crowd there is really, you know, really there for the fun of it. It's good to support these type of events because they do bring out really good bands. Plus they start growing, and you know, the more festivals we have in the U.S. the better. I mean, some of these start to compete with some of the European festivals, so. It's good to bring that whole vibe to the U.S. festivals, too.
And I'm not sure I would go to another festival unless they organized an after party, because that was a huge difference maker. Because, like, the year before, everybody's like, well, let's just hang out at the hotel lobby and stuff. Right. But since this was organized, it's just, like, it felt like it kept, like, you get more out of it. Like,
right.
Like, a better value.
Oh, cool.
Like, because, you know, like I said, half the fest is the fans, so... we all like migrated towards the same place and kept partying. And that was, you know, that was a huge difference maker.
Yeah. And I would think, even like the, you know, local city or whatever would want people to not, you know, be walking around the streets with drinking when they could just be, hey, your show is done. take them to the bar, keep them there for a few more hours, and then once they're done, they're done. They go to their hotel rather than, you know, walking around the streets or getting hit by a car or something. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of many festivals that will provide you with an after party.
Yeah,
that's pretty badass.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Maryland Death Fest could do something like that. That's after going to this fest, it would be weird to go to Maryland Death Fest and then you just go back to your hotel and drink. It's just it feels like I don't know. Going to the after party felt like I was getting more value for my ticket money.
What time do the bars close there?
I think they closed at. I think they're technically supposed to close at midnight. But,
oh, really? Okay.
But it didn't seem like it was that well enforced.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Hell's Heroes, if you get a chance to go, go.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking A, man. Sounds like a really good time.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll put up some photos. And if you want to see all the photos, I'll put them in the link in the description.
Right.
And I might do a write-up on the metalswapmeet.com. And
okay.
You can check that out. But it's
cool, man.
It's basically this bullshit.
Well, glad you had a good time.
Yeah, thanks.
Shit. All
right, guys. We'll catch you soon. Cheers.
Yeah.